For anyone who questions whether vaccines work, just because there might be breakthrough infections doesn't mean that they don't work.
There is great evidence for the efficacy of natural immunity.
Once someone's recovered and they have natural immunity, they are protected against severe disease, even if the new variant comes along.
A new report out just this week says vaccines, get this, were less effective than natural immunity against the Delta variant.
Natural immunity got stronger before Delta. Californians in this study were about 7 times less likely to be infected if they were unvaccinated but had gotten COVID before.
Vaccine-induced immunity is enhancing the infectiousness of the virus.
In Scotland and in northern countries in Europe where they get real data, that they're actually the triple vaccinated, the most likely to die. So
you just change a couple of the several incorrect parameters on this model. Guess what happens? It flips itself on its head. In fact, when you plug in the correct parameters of the model, you end up with an output that says that the unvaccinated are the safest people to be around, and we're actually serving as a buffer for the vaccinated.
Now we know that the vaccines work well enough that the virus stops with every vaccinated person.
We have evidence across the world that the more countries have vaccinated, they've prolonged the pandemic, they've increased the number of cases, and they've increased mortality.
Well, sadly, the virus itself, particularly the variant called Omicron, is a type of vaccine. That is, it creates both B cell and T cell immunity, and it's done a better job of getting out to the world population than we have with vaccines.
Mainstream news is now reporting something that we told you 2 years ago because we were talking to top scientific experts. Individuals that have not taken the Pfizer, Moderna, J&J, or AstraZeneca injections, these gene therapies, are way, 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 way more likely to not get infected by any of the variants of COVID-19. Stunner, the media is saying. New data from Walgreens reveals unvaccinated have the lowest positivity rate for COVID. Triple and double vax groups have the worst rate. We already know that. The countries with the highest injection rates have the highest hospitalization, infection, death rates, all of it. We remember, again, almost 2 years ago, it came out that these were gene therapies that would erase your immune system and give you no protection.
In cell and gene therapy, which to me is one of these examples, where really we're going to make a difference, hopefully, moving forward. There's some, ultimately, the mRNA vaccines are an example for that cell and gene therapy. I always like to say, if we had surveyed 2 years ago in the public, would you be willing to take gene or cell therapy and inject it into your body, we would have probably had a 95% refusal rate. I think this pandemic has also opened many people's eyes to innovation in the way that was maybe not possible before.
That's why they stampeded everybody with warp speed, Trump's biggest mistake. It's why they tried to get it through with no studies. It's why they're trying to block any of what's happened since for 75 years in court, because they don't want you to know what they did. It attacks fertility, it attacks your cardiovascular system, it attacks your very DNA.
The spike protein, you'll recall, is of course part of the virus. It's also part of the vaccine. And more data emerging from the internal Pfizer documents shows that the spike protein causes problems.
The spike protein is a pathogenic protein. It is a toxin. It can cause damage in our body if it gets into circulation. It accumulates, once it gets in the blood, it accumulates in a number of tissues, such as the spleen, the bone marrow, the liver, the adrenal glands. One that's of particular concern for me is it accumulates at quite high concentrations in the ovaries.
In November of 2020 and December of 2020, right when a month after the rollout of the vaccines Operation Warp Speed in the United States, the internal Pfizer documents show no efficacy, vaccine failure. They knew it didn't work. They knew it would wane over time, even if it worked short term. And in some cases, the side effects they saw after having been injected with it were COVID. So they knew it didn't work. November 2020, they didn't tell you.
What is a stunner is they've gotten away with it this long, and now they're saying new viruses and new variants and new lockdowns are coming. We can never forget what they've done. We can never forget they're gearing up to do it on a bigger scale. Bill Gates is setting up this big biomedical board that'll work with the federal government to censor people, this Ministry of Truth. They've got a treaty the UN is setting up this month to try to ram through to take over all nations, 190 plus nations, medical care, so that even the globalist CDC will now be under direct control of the United Nations. This is a huge issue, and nobody is battling it like InfoWars, and those of you that watch and listen, so I salute you, and I want to encourage you all to boost your immune systems and get ready with our immune support, our vitamin D, and other great products like Ultra 12 that are back in stock that are 40% off. So spread the word, share this report, and buy amazing products at InfoWarsStore.com to keep us on the air. But whatever you do, continue to share the articles, continue to share the videos, and realize without you, InfoWars is shut down. With you, together, we are invincible. So please share this video, share these reports, and tell everybody you know, hey, the vaccinated get it easier and get sicker because it's not a vaccine. The vaccine basically gives you the same thing that COVID does. InfoWars.com, tomorrow's news today, amazing books, films, t-shirts, and supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. Only way you fail is if you don't take action.
What is the truth, do you think, about natural immunity versus the vaccines?
Be careful about concluding that natural immunity is more robust than the immunity conferred by the vaccine.
That while you get some protection from natural infection, it's not nearly as strong as what you get from the vaccine.
Full stop. Vaccination.
And the more people who get them, the better we're going to be able to help stop the spread of COVID.
Natural immunity is 27 times more effective than vaccinated immunity.
Why hasn't our government done a study on natural immunity?
I don't think they want to know the answer.
I still think the balance of the evidence tips in favor of vaccine.
Because everything in this country has to go through the pharmaceutical companies.
What percent of CDC employees are vaccinated?
I don't have that for you today.
So arguably, by having that polyethylene glycol there, not only are we promoting spread throughout the body, but we may actually be dampening the very functionality of the vaccine that we want.
The opposite of what our public health officials have been trumpeting for the last year or so.
Nobody said waning when you know, oh, this vaccine's gonna work. Oh, well, maybe it'll wear off.
The most potent vaccination is getting infected yourself.
A new body, the Global Epidemic Response Mobilization Team, or GERM, and you believe that this should be managed by the WHO because we don't have any other multilateral body or multilateral organization to take that forward. Now, you've estimated a cost of about $1 billion a year to have 3,000 full-time employees on the GERM team.
You know, I consider it one of the more obvious investments that the world should make. You know, $1 billion a year is a small price to have that team. The team can do some good work even in years when there's not a pandemic. And many people assumed that the WHO had something like that. In fact, a lot of the movies where you'll have a pandemic, you see these WHO teams flying in, you know, as though they had a much higher budget.
Everything is having a huge effect. The enemy spends all their time trying to block our communications, trying to control us, because if we communicate, they will fail. And look, I know you know that, but it's something that really needs to sink in. So please, keep us on the air, spread the word, and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And again, I want to thank you all for your word of mouth, your prayer, your financial support. Please support our local AM and FM affiliates as well. Other than Trump, we are the most hated, most demonized, most lied about. We are like trophies that they want to capture, like enemies of Rome wanted to capture the Roman standard or capture the flag. We are symbols of American resistance that they hate more than anybody, that they've been unable to imprison and destroy and kill by the grace of God and your support. So we are embattled gladiator champions. And I don't say that on a power trip. I mean, I'm in the frickin' arena here. This is life and death. And it is only your prayer and your financial support, your word of mouth that energizes me millisecond to millisecond to be able to do this. So that's when you call in and thank me. I'm like, hold your horses. I want to thank you.
You're like a life raft. I'm in freezing Atlantic waters. I fall in the water, I'm dead in 30 seconds. It's sub-zero. I'm getting chills right now. You understand this? And then it's our children in the future. And I didn't just do all this to be famous or whatever. I did it because I hate these people and want to beat them. And let me tell you something. When I'm in these depositions with these Democrat George Soros lawyers, it's now confirmed Soros funds it all. That's going to be breaking big with all the documents soon. But you're too busy to get it all together and show you, but we learned it last week. They shake with hatred and look at me like they want to kill me. And then they say, I see you're raising money. Oh, we're going to investigate if you're spending all that on your defense. It's a former federal prosecutor who's going, for days, just staring at you in 2 days of deposition, just hating you because you're an American, hating you because they sold out to evil and they know it, hating you because they want power over the people and you know you're standing in these evil people's way. They are enraged that they have not shut us down. They are enraged Roger Stone isn't in prison or dead. They are enraged that we keep fighting. So there isn't anywhere you can fight harder than buying products at InfoWarsStore.com, supporting our local affiliates, and sharing the articles and videos and live feeds, and supporting our guests, because everybody we have on is fighting with everything they've got. This is a war against you and your family of inflation and collapse. And they know everybody's going to wake up in the midst of it. That's why they want to silence the leaders, because they think they can then defeat you. So when you keep us in the fight, you keep yourself in the fight. And this is life and death. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get amazing products and sign up for AutoShip and continue to support. Make a donation at the top. And if you don't support us, you're helping the enemy. And I'm not bitching at listeners. I'm telling you, this is all out war.